As the saying goes, it can be lonely at the top, especially if you're Wendy Davis campaigning for governor and there are no other competitive Democrats running with you. But in Arlington, the buzz was all about the senator from San Antonio who could change that.
Do I want her to run? Yes, I do.
Tarrant County Democratic Party Chair Deborah Peoples says Senator Leticia Vandepute would bring geographic diversity to the ticket. After 22 years in the state legislature, she'd bring experience, and she might also galvanize the Hispanic vote.
She brings that energy from South Texas, and I think it will absolutely help the ticket.
Diane Mosbacher, a Dallas optometrist, likes the idea of two women running together for the top political jobs.
She's a pharmacist, and I think she would bring a woman's perspective as well as a healthcare background.
It is, in fact, the women's healthcare issue that binds Vandepute and Davis in what was one of the most dramatic moments ever at the Texas Capitol.
The actions intended by our state leaders.
Senator Davis had begun her now famous filibuster of a restrictive abortion bill. Vandepute was 2 hours away at the funeral of her father, killed in an auto accident. But when a staff member whispered that Republicans were trying to shut Davis down, the 58-year-old mother of six says she looked at a photo of her dad, and as she told the Arlington crowd, she knew what to do.
I thought about all the times that my daddy stood for me. And I thought about Wendy, and I said, she's standing. So I said, well, I have to go.
Vandepute says that when she got to the Capitol, her grief turned to anger because Republican leaders refused to let her speak. When they finally called on her, she uttered the 22 words that caused hundreds of women in the Capitol to explode in a protest that temporarily derailed the abortion bill.
I said, at what point must a female senator raise her hand or her voice
to be recognized over the male colleagues in the room?
Vandepute believes the reaction from the crowd was about more than the abortion debate.
It was for women about not being valued, about being overlooked, about not being heard. You see, the governor had vetoed just a few days earlier our Equal Pay for Equal Work Act. We also know that hundreds of millions were ripped from the 2011 budget in women's health program, denying over 340,000 women access to pap smears, access to a diabetes check, access to a mammogram.
And Vandepute says Governor Perry's decision not to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act hurts working women who earn a little too much to currently qualify for benefits. To be clear, Vandepute has not yet said she's running for lieutenant governor. The death of her father, coming a month after the death of an infant grandchild, has delayed her decision. But if she decides to run alongside Davis, Vandepute believes voters will respond to the big distinction between their record on so-called women's issues and the records of Republican opponents.
It's not just women. It is the men who love their wives and their daughters and their sisters and their mothers that say, you know what? I trust the women in my family to make these very personal decisions.
On another issue, Vandepute also disagrees passionately with the four Republican men running for lieutenant governor. They want to repeal in-state tuition to Texas high school graduates brought here by their undocumented parents. Vandepute sponsored that legislation.
In what America that we have do we hold children responsible for their parents' transgressions?
In Arlington, she demonstrates her reputation as a quick-witted campaigner when she tells the crowd that she, like Wendy Davis, has not forgotten her humble beginnings.
I still live in the barrio. If I get lost, I can find the gang signs on the way home.
But Vandepute, a Roman Catholic, is serious when asked about the key principle which guides her.
Proverbs 3:26. Don't withhold good to people if it is in your power to give it.
Vandepute says she'll decide before Thanksgiving whether to apply that philosophy to a race for lieutenant governor.
Muchísimas gracias. God bless you.
Shelley Coffler, KERA News.